Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Today we have Bill Brody Good, CEO of Alien Metals, which is a mining exploration development company listed on AIM. Hi, Bill, how are you?
Yeah, I'm well, thanks. How are you?
Yes, not too bad, thanks. So you recently released news to the market on the 20th regarding the Hammersley Iron Ore project. Do you think we can get a bit more news about the initial results from the Hancock license first?
Yeah, sure. I think going one step back, when we initially got our 51% interest, both these projects were incredibly underexplored. And more recently, we got to a stage, having done some surface mapping and sampling and historical review, we managed to get a rig on the ground and do a maiden drilling on the Hancock project in the Eastern Sex project in January, February, March this year. And we got some initial results. We released a couple of weeks ago, frustratingly not having all the results due to just a volume of material going through the laboratories at the moment. And, you know, some of our better results, 26 meters at 54% iron, including 13 meters at 61.5% from sort of essentially from surface on one of the new areas we've identified that hadn't been looked at or you know considered in the past. So we're very excited that the early results have given us really positive news on new areas. We're just getting the last results from the whole collection, which will include some very good results from the Sirius Extension prospect, which is the only area that had some previous drilling by Volta Mining in, I think it was 2014. And they one of their holes was up 126 meters from surface at over 60% average iron. So fantastic intersect. And we're working that area up quite in quite detail to hopefully, you know, come up with a maiden resource as well.
Okay, so encouraging results for Hancock. You've got the other license, the Brockman license, and I think in the RNS you said, referred to waiting on permits. Do you have a timescale of what's happening there, or is it waiting for the permits and then?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the Brockman license, for whatever reason, you know, we need to we're just completing hopefully some site visits for Native Title to basically do some archaeological and studies and just cover the ground and make sure there's no sites of interest. And then once that's through done, which we're hoping to complete next month, then we'll be able to apply for our POW for some drilling. In the meantime, we are going to do some more mapping and sampling, which, you know, again, we're finding is highly important and makes, you know, can generate significant new drilling targets, even though we already have some drilling targets on Brockman, because that license was studied by BHP many years ago, but they did identify two prospects, they called them at the time, on that license, and one just to the south that we feel the geology and the mineralization runs into the Brockman license as well. So, yeah, I mean, hoping to get some boots on the ground next month to do some mapping and sampling, and in the background doing the necessary paperwork for having all our ducks in a row. You know, I'd like to say Q3 will have completed our maiden, or be in the middle of our maiden drilling program on Brockman as well, which is very exciting.
Yeah, so it sounds like at least work can continue while you're waiting for the paperwork to be done, and you've also got a bit of a starter for 10, I guess, with the historic results or what to be doing.
Yeah, I mean, that's right. But again, on Brockman, just a few samples taken by BHP many, many years ago. We replicated some surface sampling last year, from some work. We had a team on the ground for 10 days. We identified some new areas and potential new areas. So, no, I mean, it's all, you know, it's all moving forward. I think we're showing a significant value and potential of these, both of these licenses that make up the Hammersley project. Yeah, and in a time where iron ore is in such huge demand and the price is sort of going through the roof, we feel, you know, we're in a very we're in a great position for these projects at least to really drive them forward.
Okay. And you also, when you gave us the results, you also talked about the acquisition. Now, one of the questions I had in that was that you said that the acquisition gives you increased flexibility to fund the project, either a joint venture, a partial sale, or a spin-off. Do you have a preference on which one you would choose?
I think the critical point is we have that ability now to go and talk to various parties or look at all the options available to us to either raise funds ourselves to keep, you know, keep it in the portfolio. As you said, maybe, you know, and I suspect there will be interested parties, more interested parties now with the work we're developing, who might come along and say, well, they'll joint venture, put some funding and technical or purely funding, because I like to think we've got the good technical team to run it, or, you know, third scenario, somebody might come along and say, actually, we'd like the projects, please, and, you know, with the right deal and right parameters, to have a deal. So look, we're flexible, we're open to options. One needs to be these days, but you know, I think we're quite aware of the, you know, the growing value and on the potential of these projects, so, you know, we're not just going to sort of, you know, give it away or just sort of hand over the keys per se for without, you know, careful consideration.
No, of course. So basically a case of wait and see.
Yeah, I mean, we're already talking to a couple of parties, but, you know, we are funded at the moment to keep the work going. We are back at Hancock now. We just started a second phase of drilling, filling in a few gaps that we weren't able to achieve on the first pass. But more as importantly, we've got some new targets we want to test. Having a machine available is very fortunate, because that's one of the issues we've had over the last, many months really in Australia, is being able to work but not having the availability of equipment and people because of obviously COVID restrictions.
Yeah, and I think at least the key word there you used was funded.
Yeah, well, this is it. I mean, we've got the funding to sort of drive both of these projects, both of these tenements forward. You know, second phase of drilling already. We don't have to go. We've got that funding in place. As I said earlier, hopefully with the right intersections and the right geology and everything sticking together, you know, produce an initial resource in some state or form to really, you know, put the projects on the map in terms of with our peers in Australia and just showing that, yeah, we're doing what we've talked about doing.
Great. Okay, and you've also got a number of other projects. You've also got Elizabeth Hill out there in Australia, and I think Greenland and Mexico. Do you think we can get an update on what's happening there?
Yeah, of course. And very importantly, yeah, we have the Elizabeth Hill project also, yeah, up in the Pilbara. That's, again, quite different, obviously, geologically and commodity-wise, but very exciting. I mean, silver historic mine. That has, we know it's got quite substantial remnant ore in the ore body, the original ore body, plus we feel great potential for repeat or on strike additional mineralization, just for the silver, but also, for nickel, copper potential and platinum group elements, all associated with the money complex. Again, We are, we're in final throes of getting a team on the ground. We're going to get some trenching started, do some mapping. We're trying to get a drill rig. Again, very hard to get a diamond core rig rather than an RC. So, everything's ready. It's almost having again that availability of equipment and people to support the program to the level and the quality we want to do. So, that's going really well. I mean, it's just as soon as we can get boots on the ground, we've got the funding in place as well. So we're just ready to go. Mexico, that's had probably more of COVID has affected Mexico a lot harder than Australia in terms of operational capacity and sort of paperwork, paper trails, and ministry proceedings. So we have been very frustrated by the ability or lack of ability of getting final drill permits for our silver projects. But the team is now sort of working really hard on that, and we're pushing hard to get something in the next few weeks is the aim, because again, we've got the funding to do some maiden drilling on both the Los Campos and the San Celso silver projects. And meanwhile, Capstone Mining, who took an earn-in agreement on the Donovan 2 copper project late last year, they've just completed their maiden drilling program. They did 7 holes for about 2,200 meters of core. And they're now taking it all back to their mine at Zacatecas and are processing and going through in detail and putting together getting analysis done, a review work. We're talking to them about, where they drilled and how it fits in with the magnetics and the historical work done. Getting on. And I think as importantly, we're still fortunate we're getting quite a few projects being shown to us, both in current jurisdictions and others. We're reviewing potential other projects to add to the portfolio to keep the conveyor belt sort of moving along and add interesting projects that fit the company, fit the strategy, should they be the right sort of deal and the right opportunity.
I was going to ask then, has COVID provided some new opportunities?
I mean, COVID's been an awful thing globally, and we've been very fortunate as a company. As I said, Australia, we've managed to keep working, if not a bit hampered by just the lack of availability of equipment and people, but we've still managed to keep going, moving forward. Mexico, we did manage a little bit of surface work, groundwork last year, but that was sort of in-house. Getting the sort of formalities done has been a lot harder because Mexico have had a pretty hard time of it all. So there hasn't been really, ministries have been pretty much shut down for God over a year now, I suppose. But we've been fortunate. We've been busy moving forward, adding value, adding some funds to the wallet, which enables us now, we're now starting to see the fruits of all that. And I should also mention we're doing a bit of work on the tailings, the old tailings dam at Elizabeth Hill, which is we've done some metallurgical testing and looking at if that's a viable small, fund money maker for the company going forward as well.
Okay, Bill, thank you for taking the time to talk to us. And I think if anyone's interested as well, you have updated your website with quite a few images and descriptions of.
We've updated that, but have a look. We're on Twitter, so we put daily little notes out, and keep an eye on the RNSs coming through, and absolutely.
Brilliant.
And always happy, if anyone's got a particular question, drop us a note and we'll try and answer it as best we can.
Great. Well, thanks again for your time, Bill, and look forward to speaking to you again in the future.
Okay, thanks very much, and have a good one.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.